Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's appropriate for Monday is not necessarily appropriate for Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. There's a special feel that goes with Monday, like, can we stay in bed? Do we have to get up? Do I have to go to school? Do I have to go to work? Mommy, please, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go to school. Oh, well, they've had, about 3 days of school so far this year, and so one more was going to be very helpful, I think. We start the week with an acknowledgement of it being the second full week of May. It's Monday, March, so that's good, Doug. Monday, May the 10th, so we're one-third of the way, ladies, through the month. I know. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today. She'll be back tomorrow. We still have some trending things. All right, so, yes, there are the usual Monday morning mayhem stories to report about and discuss, I guess. Maybe that's a better way of looking at it. I have some farm things and some food news to get through, and some tax information, too, that will be hopefully helpful. That's what we're here for, to make joy more an important part of your day. No fake news here, Jennifer, right? Right. Was Jennifer not?
Sorry, I was taking a drink just as you said that. No fake news
really?
Here, no.
Drinking, no. On the job already? Somebody
not alcoholic.
Somebody actually, I was moving a tractor off of a truck on Saturday night. And the tractor didn't have power steering, and so we were grunting and groaning. And the guy who was driving the truck thought I was drunk because I couldn't get to the right place on the trailer to get the tractor off. He didn't say that to me. He said that to one of the people that was working with me. And that's kind of what I felt like last Monday after the Benadryl. So the fact that this year has been extraordinary to this point, and we still have, another month or so of all the blooming and buds and things coming out, stuff that falls on the car. Everything's colored with that lovely yellow dust, including the furniture in your house if you have the windows open. So do we have, I learned the hard way not to use Benadryl, especially if the next morning I was going to be on the air. But,
thank you. I'd go with Zyrtec. Much. That's what I use. Yeah, that's what I take.
Zyrtec. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so the weekend was marred with a couple of shootings, that sort of thing, but also the reentry of that rocket, the Chinese rocket, and so it went down. Nobody knew where it was going to land. The Chinese couldn't tell us, the rest of the world. They don't tell the rest of the world anything anyway. So now they have been criticized for not meeting responsible standards. This is like an episode of Debris, right? Monday night, 10 o'clock, NBC, folks. This is kind of like that, in a manner of speaking, except this debris was man-made. The debris on the television show comes from some other planet. So, Jennifer, did you expect... I guess when you start... We were talking about this on Friday. Was anybody really scared, thinking that this was going to land on top of their house? Or something.
No one really knew.
Nobody knew, right?
Yeah, no. People weren't. I don't know if people knew enough to be scared. It definitely was making some headlines as the weekend kind of crept through. But to land, just west of the Maldives, and I think at this point we're still looking to see if any of the debris touched on any of the land. The old Maldives is just a series of islands. But very expensive property, too. So, a vacation destination for lots of celebrities and things like that. So, I don't know if anything touched down on the land or hit any person. But, it was pretty scary. And NASA doesn't typically, bash other countries, but they were definitely pretty strong about this one.
Think about that, though. I mean, we're lucky that we're not talking about the story today about how many thousands of people were died by Chinese space junk plummeting towards Earth.
Right.
So,
and who would take responsibility for that? They don't take responsibility for anything. They're a rogue nation that's trying to fool people into thinking the relationships they have with other countries around the world. They're always trying to go in and make their influence felt, have their influence felt. The idea here that anybody thinks that China, unless it's in, you know, they buy their way into, look at how they're buying their way into our country. They're buying their way into everything. I've decided that I'm no longer going to support Tractor Supply, which is a large company all over the mid-south, mid-central part of the country, the northeast, because as they their name suggests, they are suppliers of things that you use on the farm, but everything's made in China. You can't walk through the store other than the feed that they sell for the animals and find anything that's not made in China. And it's just not where my head is. And it ought not to be where, I don't mean to be a preacher here, but it ought not to be where your head is either. For any number of reasons that are as long as your arm, including this kind of stuff. Complete international irresponsibility. They don't give a damn. And they showed that here. Bill Nelson, who's the new NASA administrator, said China is failing to meet responsible standards regarding their space debris. That's a little, there's a little slap on my wrist there. Yeah, there's got to be more consequence. There's no consequence to anything that China does. There is no consequence for destroying the world economy.
China's been trying to blame the United States.
What? Because the rocket?
Just shows them. Yeah, they said that they were, that the United States was just trying to make this into a spectacle, and that they're trying to hype up fears about about what happened.
They're balsam. They got a lot of brass, man. They really do, and they get away with it. It kind of reminds me, you know, there's a, if you saw PBS this weekend, you saw the beginning of a new series that basically goes through how Hitler took control of Austria and Germany. Became chancellor. Very interesting. I remembered some of it from studying it when I was in school, but I didn't remember a lot of it. And one of the things, you know, the way that they muscled their way into, and how easily people were fooled by their propaganda. They had a ministry of propaganda. It was part of the government. The way they, from when you were born through whatever age to the adulthood, it was pretty amazing how people fell for the stuff that came from these people. And I didn't realize this, but one of the slogans when he became chancellor was "Make Germany Great Again." Did you know that?
I had heard that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
It's one of those. Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Yeah, well, that's what, in this particular instance, that was part of the historical. And I don't, this wasn't, as is not the case with a lot of the heavy-handed stuff that comes out of PBS. I didn't get the impression from watching it that it was all about, you know, trying to take down certain American transparencies. But I thought it was interesting. I never had heard that before. You have heard that story. I've not heard it before. Okay, so anyway, the Chinese and the Germans, or at least the Nazis, we can put them together in the same pod. Who knows more about the shooting in Times Square? Is there any place in the country that's not vulnerable to being shot up?
I don't know. This one was pretty shocking, though. Yeah. Right in broad daylight.
Yeah. Right. And Blah Blasio, as usual, has nothing to say about anything because he's
He blamed it on a flood of illegal guns.
Okay. So the blaming it doesn't fix it, though. What's the fix? We're full of all kinds of blames.
The fix is what people, I don't know. The fix is, there are already heavily armed guards and policemen in Times Square because there's a police station right in the middle of Times Square. So, I don't know. Does this mean you stop and frisk every single person? And then, that's what stop and frisk was ended under Bloomberg and criticized. So, yeah, I don't know what the answer is. This is a complicated issue, but, to have this just break out in broad daylight, you know, two groups of people fighting, and
what were they fighting about?
I don't know. The surveillance camera that's a live feed that anyone can see in Times Square.
He was trying to shoot his brother. According to the reports, he was, looking for his brother or something like that. The guy that they're looking for is Farrakhan Muhammad, and he's a person of interest because they think that he has something to do with this. If you missed it, there was a shooting in Times Square that injured three people, including this four-year-old girl. And it was broad daylight, 5 p.m., 44th and 7th in Midtown. Law enforcement said that The shooting came after an argument between the person of interest and his brother. Three people were injured in the gunfire. There was a Rhode Island resident, Wendy Magranot, 23, shot in the leg. 43-year-old woman from New Jersey shot in the foot. 4-year-old girl shot in the leg from Brooklyn. None of them were related to the others. All were taken to the hospital. Everybody's expected to survive, but this person is still wanted. They're searching for this guy because they say it was a result of a family dispute that then carried over into Times Square.
How hard is it to find somebody in a crowd like that in a city like New York? One would wonder.
Well, there's a lot of cameras. Yeah. I mean, in fact, there's footage out there right now. The NYPD put out a photograph of this guy. He's either Middle Eastern or darker skinned, and whatever he is, I don't know, but he's got darker skin. He's wanted in connection, they say, with the shooting. He's wearing a jersey, a number 9 jersey.
So are
they've
those
got his
people,
picture out there.
People who come from the Middle East, are guns allowed in most Middle Eastern countries? I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer. I'm looking to you. I don't know what the gun laws are in countries like Saudi Arabia or Libya. Or even Iraq and Iran. I can't imagine that guns are allowed, but I don't know that for a fact. So some people come here and they don't know what the responsibility is, and they, you know, go to the.
But you're also assuming that this is an immigrant. We don't know that. This could just be an ethnic name.
You know what? I'm not even going to assume it in this circumstance. That's a general question. I don't really know. I'm not privy. To whether
I'm just saying, I think you're giving him a lot of leeway saying, well, maybe he just doesn't know the rules here.
That's not why I said that.
Okay.
I said that because it's a lot easier to get guns here than pretty much anywhere else in the world.
Right.
And so,
okay.
I mean, my question is there's a lot to know here because of his name, Farrakhan Muhammad, that you don't know if that's a birth name or if he subscribes to some sort of radicalized ideology.
Yeah, changed his identity. Got that. Okay, well, there's a lot of food for thought. Speaking of food, you eat a lot this weekend, put on a couple of pounds, or you're trying to shake the weight. Is that what you're doing? Would you like success in that endeavor? You can get healthy the right way by losing weight and keeping it off with Calotren. You know that story. Calotren, the weight loss formula that is free of anything and everything that will hurt you and full of everything that will help you. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's a guarantee. I get started with 90 days free. Check it out, toploss.com. When you are checking out, use the discount code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
23 after the hour now on the DJV Monday program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here to check what's trending. There was a passing over the weekend, and then there was SNL. Let's find out how those things are trending right after this.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
All right, so that's White Snake, and we were playing that because the passing of Tawny Kitaen, also known as Tawny, the baseball player's wife. Now I can't remember his, what was his last name?
Chuck Finley.
Finley, that was it. Tawny Finley. Is his, you know, so he was the father. This lady passed
away.
Not
her father. He was the father of two of her kids.
Two,
yeah. You have to finish that sentence.
Did she have two? She had two daughters. Who else? Did she have other children by somebody else?
I don't know.
I think most famously it was the relationship with him. Obviously, she was with the guy from Whitesnake, but that was very short-lived.
Yeah, but she married one of the guys from Whitesnake, didn't she? Didn't I? See, that's important.
Yeah, that's why I married Dave Coverdale, but they didn't, I don't think they were married very long. And then no. She was also with the guy from Rat. So she did
Rat
like the
guy,
80s.
That's right, David Coverdale.
So, yeah, like she only got married twice. Pamela Anderson of the 80s. Is that it?
She married David Coverdale from 89 to 91. She was with Chuck Finley from 97 to 2002, and she's got two kids. Both of them are from Chuck Finley.
Okay. Got it. Anyway.
And he's the one that she beat up and got arrested for that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did she do? Hit him over the head with a baseball bat? There's an extra.
I don't know what
around.
She did, but I don't know what she did, but yeah, those old stories keep popping up now.
Let's say good on him, because how many men, especially like in sports, would take that from a woman, and he didn't fight back, and unfortunately she ended up in jail, but you know, at least he didn't.
Well, she had all kinds of substance problems right through her life. Perhaps that's the reason she passed at such a young age of 59.
Yeah, she was on. She did The Surreal Life, which is one like little glimpse into reality TV. But then she was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew back in 2008. I remember her on that show, and I think she suffered not only with pills but with alcohol. I think that was a pretty severe thing for her. And now they're not saying whether or not she died because of any relapse or anything.
No.
No one's really talking about why she died. And there were reports that she had kind of gotten her life together. So who knows if this was addiction related or not? Obviously, when you have that history, everybody always assumes that when you die at 59 years old, right? Now, apparently, she also had a year long affair with O.J. Simpson.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the infamy, I guess that was part of the trial somehow. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The Nicole trial.
Really?
Really? That's interesting.
Well, she looks now that I look at her picture, she looks a little bit like someone who has had substance abuse, but she also looks like Nicole in a strange way. Nicole Simpson. So anyway, passing of what somebody described as a legend. I never heard of her before. I kind of recognize her a little bit, but... speaking of things or people that you recognize, how many of you were watching the Elon Musk performance on SNL and his mother was there for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
I watched it.
For
a non-actor, I got to give him some credit. He didn't mess up. He made it through, and it wasn't terrible. Yeah.
No,
he's a character. He's a real character.
Yeah, he is. And the Miley Cyrus, as I said to you, the second song was quite good.
Yeah, that's
all right, so that's our review of SNL. 28 after on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guard sent to the Mexico border to shore up security instead was put on trash duty by the Biden administration. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff Andy Lauterbach slammed President Biden's actions as a complete embarrassment on Fox News.
It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable.
The death toll in a bomb attack targeting schoolgirls in Kabul, Afghanistan on Saturday has risen to 85. Another 147 people were wounded in the attack. A car bomb was detonated in front of their school, and then two more bombs exploded when students rushed out in panic. The U.S. Navy announced Sunday it seized arms shipments of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, and sniper rifles hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea. Apparently bound for Yemen, the vessel came from Iran. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has formally approved a 400-page report accusing big tech companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter of antitrust practices and eroding freedom of speech. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck on Fox News says the wheels are in motion to counter their activities.
You're going to see 5 or 6 bills introduced in May, and they will, each of them will chip away at the power of these 5 tech companies, and each of them has bipartisan support and bicameral support, and I anticipate by the end of the year, these will be signed into law. Now, it takes a while once these bills become law, it takes a while to actually enforce them. But the first step has to be to change the law, to amend the law, to strengthen the law, and to make sure that our law enforcers can move forward.
The report was approved by a 24-17 vote that was pretty much split along party lines. The companies have denied any wrongdoing. Here's the latest on the Colonial Pipeline hack with Dan Naraki.
The White House has declared a state of emergency in response to the shutdown of a vital fuel pipeline on the East Coast. The declaration for 17 states and the District of Columbia allows fuel to be transported by road and lists restrictions for truck drivers transporting gasoline and other petroleum products into the affected areas. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies the East Coast with nearly 45% of its fuel needs, has been offline since Friday when the company that operates it was hit by a ransomware attack. Investigators believe the attack may have come from a criminal gang operating in Eastern Europe.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Zooming through your life, the train stops at your station, and so we're ready to move into continuing, as we have for years and years, building a great morning radio program that's heard around the world, different times of the day, all day, every day. You can get it at, the tune-in thing. You go to djvshow.com, and you can get it there, and also our podcast every day. Different excerpts from the program, highlights, if you will, and there are no lowlights here. A couple of lowlifes once in a while show up, but no lowlights. The DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan Jay is off today. The jobs, the whole business of who can get a job. There was I saw yesterday in a portal, it was basically a guide, if you will, gauging who is working and who isn't working and why people are not working. I thought Victoria was interesting. The Chamber of Commerce wants to end their jobless. They want the feds to stop. But I think some states started this, didn't they? Stop paying people for not working. We don't have enough people to go, you know, jobs.
Incentivizing
at a premium. Yeah, exactly. And that was clearly in this in the graph that I saw of the people who weren't taking jobs or why they weren't working. 55 or 60% of those who weren't working said, it's too easy to collect money from the government. Why should I get a job? What kind of a country does that?
I don't see, I don't know anyone who would admit that, but that they're, this whole jobs report thing has become, once again, incredibly political. So the Chamber of Commerce, so just to back up for a second, so the Chamber of Commerce, after the jobs report came out for last month, which was 266,000 jobs were added, they were projecting 1 million. So it was a huge letdown for them, which is also a sharp downturn from March.
Because nobody wants to go to work. There are signs all over the place.
But the problem though is that that's not the whole picture. This I know everyone wants to deduce this down to it's the extra $300 a week that's keeping people at home. That's not always the case because in those the lowest wage industries, which you know laborers, fast food workers, those are also the industries that have posted the fastest job growth. So you can't just say that the $300 is making someone stay home instead of collecting $15 an hour or $14 an hour or whatever. To work at Costco or to work in retail. It's more than that. One of the things that people aren't talking about, and the Chamber of Commerce is making this very political, and they're trying to say, you know, well, we just want to eliminate that, and then that'll fix the problem. Well, part of the problem that no one's talking about is 4.2 million people from the last month said that they're not working because they're concerned still about the spread of the virus. So that's from the second half of April, the census survey data.
How many of those people have had shots? I'd like to know.
I don't know that.
And that's part of the messaging problem. That's part of the messaging problem from the administration trying to still keep people afraid even when they've had the vaccine. And I think that's number one. And just before we move on from the incentivized staying at home, it's not just the federal government that's incentivizing it. It's a lot of states. A lot of them, and this is not trying to politicize it, it just happens to be true, are blue states. In California, for instance, there is extra incentive now with unemployment that comes to people who are staying home. And so, if you are making an extra 600 from California, you've got your unemployment. There are a lot of people who say, you know what, do I really want to go and be in everybody's face? Do I really want to do that now? Do I want to be a waiter or waitress or server or retail worker?
It's not just the Chamber of Commerce that says it's a problem.
Yeah.
You can look around. The Restaurant Association has seen that staffing is 20 to 30%. There are a million openings right now from legitimate, never mind McDonald's and Taco Bell and that bunch.
Right, but again, like I said, those industries are the fastest, have posted the fastest job growth.
$15 an hour. Yeah, they're paying $15 an hour. I don't know what the...
So going back to some of the other numbers that no one's talking about, when at the end of April, when they did this last census survey, 2.5 million people surveyed, which doesn't cover everyone, that's just who was surveyed, said that they actually had virus symptoms or were caring for someone who had it. Then 6.8 million, this is another thing that we're not talking enough about, is how this is affecting women. 6.8 million people are not working right now, and it's mostly women because they don't have child care. Or daycare and
schools
have been closed.
Still closed
this is a huge issue. This is not just the extra $300 a week.
I think it was the only thing. Yeah.
I'm just
the headline people are taking away
But this government.
A headline. Go ahead.
This government has incentivized people for staying home because of it, number one. Number two, especially in blue states, things are locked down tight. And, for instance, LA Unified School District in Los Angeles comes back to session. They only offer 3 hours of class. What good is that for people? That doesn't mean
right.
that someone
you can't
can go
have
out
your
and
kids.
Get a job. So
right.
this does become political because, unfortunately, somehow it's now an ideology about whether you stay
Another,
home or you
yeah,
get back
politics.
To work. And it's too bad it's political because we should just all be on one team wanting to open up the country and do it as quickly and safely as possible. But unfortunately, one political party gets a thrill out of expanding government and keeping people more excited about more government because that's at the core of that party's ideology. And so that's
you can say Democrat, but that's not true as a Democrat. That's not something that is making people excited about staying home.
Democrat leadership wants more government, not less. That's just part of their system. That means, and some people think that's great. Some people want more government, and that's why they vote for Democrats.
For it. That's the thing. You keep going around and around. I went by downtown Framingham. There was a sign out in front of a business, and the sign read, "We are issuing weekly stimulus checks. See the manager." Which I thought was fairly telling about what's going on here. How many of you have had a job, but maybe you lost it, or you stayed out, or you decided not to go back to work? And what's your story? You can share that with us at DJV Show if you like. Any one of our social media position, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I think that there are a lot of people who are another building trades. That's where there are huge opportunities. Framers, plumbers, electricians, that kind of stuff. The building boom that's going on in the country right now is amazing. And the other thing is people being hired to work in the auto plants. You know, they laid a lot of people off for 2 or 3 months because they didn't have stuff. Now they're beginning to get things back again and organized, and a lot of people went on and, again, got their stimulus checks. And I got to tell you, working in the automotive in these plants, it's $35-40 an hour. That's not chicken.
Right, and there's no way $300 extra a week is keeping someone from making $35 an hour. It just doesn't, that doesn't make
so
any
then
sense.
Where,
it's not
what
true.
Is it? Well, it is part of it. Yes, it is partially true. It's not for everybody, but it is an incentive. You can see that clearly in this graph.
Well, I'd like to see what graph you're looking at, because, again, when you look at the industries, the lowest wage industries are the ones who had the fastest job growth. So I'm not sure what graph you're looking at, but that's what I'm saying.
There's the Business
this is a much
Insider.
Bigger, this is
go
a much the, bigger story. And
the
other thing
Insider.
Is, too, we've also lost, what, 550,000 Americans are also dead now from coronavirus. And, a big chunk of them are also from the workforce. People don't talk about how many people have died from COVID.
People are comfortable staying at home now, whether that's if they say they're afraid of it or whatever it is. We need to get back to it. Whatever it is, people need to get back to work, and the government needs to stop
the unemployment benefits will last till September.
Yeah.
I just think about
the eviction moratoriums that are going to at some point be lifted, and then what are these people going to do? I mean, I don't know. It's going to be, I fear that, and I don't like to do fear-based thinking because I think it's just not healthy, but I just know that the homeless problem is already so huge in California. I can't imagine when renters are starting to get thrown out on the streets, where are they going to go? What are they going to do? It just doesn't seem like there's a good answer to this.
Lots of food for thought here, though. The Kentucky Derby winner seems to have a problem. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here. 43 after the hour on the DJV program. How are you sleeping? You resting well? Having a good night's sleep? Last night, I bought a couple of mattresses for the folks that are here on the farm because the mattresses that were around, laying around, the people weren't here over the winter time, and somehow or other, they weren't in very good shape, shall we say. So into the dumpster they went, and out I went to buy some mattresses. I couldn't get my pillow mattresses because I needed them yesterday, literally. And so I went down to buy them at the store. I went to Bob's, and then I went to a couple other places. And it was very interesting because it was another experience. You can't find this stuff. They stopped making them for a while. Factories were closed down. There's a shortage. The prices. Have you, either of the two of you bought a new mattress lately? You know how expensive mattresses are for some cloth and springs? My God. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
it is.
But the problem, though, is we've spent money over the last, I don't know, 6-7 years together. We've spent money twice on conventional mattresses that were not cheap. They were like, $1,300, something like that. And then we ended up having to have a custom one made anyway for my back. So it just kept getting more expensive. But the custom one's been the best one that I've found so far.
Well, I'm going to suggest there's something here, but you can't get it tomorrow. That's the thing. The MyPillow mattresses, you can save 30% now. They have coil mattresses. They have two or three different designs. The complete sleep system that's in MyPillow with all the various products that they have, from comforters to the blankets themselves, to the pillows, to the pillowcases and sheets, to the covers for the mattresses. Everything is guaranteed to be the most comfortable thing that you in that area, that genre. The sheets, for example, they are very comfortable, lots of different colors, cool, made from Giza cotton, but all made in America. The cotton's grown in Egypt, but they're made in America. I was looking at the MyPillow mattress after you said what you did, Victoria. They have a 10-year warranty with them, 6-month money-back guarantee. You don't get that anywhere else. So when you use the DJV code, you can save 30% on these mattresses. That's the DJV code for anything and everything. The special right now is also the towel sale that's going on. Very cool stuff. Save a lot of money. You get a lot of satisfaction and a guarantee. If it's not the most comfortable item that you've used in this particular category, send it back, get your money back. All these things are in the MyPillow catalog, which you can find at MyPillow.com. Make sure upon checkout you use the discount code DJV.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
King of your hill. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. No one else in the universe can be inside our minds and experience our self-talk but us. We are the rulers of our own inner worlds and the landscape, energy, and demeanor of our internal kingdoms is determined by us and by us alone. If we cannot create, maintain, or experience consistent peace in our own internal worlds, then it seems silly and selfish for any of us to demand that the outside world or others be all the things that we are not willing or capable of doing ourselves. For help creating, maintaining, or experiencing peace in your inner world, check out my new audio program, Real World Anger Management. Just go to Himalaya.com/anger and use the promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower, built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep. All night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now, with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Wait, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so the winner of the Kentucky Derby flunked a drug test. What happens now?
Well, if the investigation shows that the horse does have some anti-inflammatory drugs in its system, which I don't, they're going to have to go back to the original sample. But if it happens that he does have it, then the number two horse would then be put up into the winner position.
Good luck.
And trainer Bob Baffert would be suspended.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
FD3 after the hour now on the Monday DJV program. Attention for Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan has selected several stories that will bring you into the clubhouse, and you'll figure out how that works when you listen to what she has to say, which happens right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, let's get at it here. What's the story with this cyber attack on the pipeline, and what's that going to do to the price of gasoline, one would be wondering this Monday morning, Victoria?
Yeah, so what this happened on Friday, it was a cyber attack that forced the temporary shutdown of one of the U.S.'s largest pipelines. The pipeline operator is called Colonial Pipeline, and it transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline and other fuel daily. It goes from Houston, Texas, up through New Jersey to the New York Harbor, and so it learned of this cyber attack on Friday, and so they had to pause all their operations. They said in response, we proactively took certain systems offline to contain the threat, which has temporarily halted all pipeline operations, and it affected some of their IT systems. They engaged a third-party cybersecurity firm to launch an investigation to figure out, like, how large was this breach. They also contacted local law enforcement. Federal agencies are involved. This is, you know, it's like yet again we keep talking about, you know, and President Biden has been saying that he's, you know, he's going after large companies, utilities. They've got to beef up their cybersecurity. And, you know, we just saw in Florida earlier this year, there was the attack on the water treatment plant, and so much, and that came really close to actually affecting people's drinking water. And so now you're talking about the fuel. It's 45% of all the fuel that's consumed on the East Coast comes from this pipeline.
Price of gas.
Well, luckily, the good news was it wasn't paused for very long. So they have two different main lines. One is gasoline. The other is for diesel and jet fuel. So it luckily, they did respond really quickly once they realized that they had been attacked. I don't know if any ransom had been demanded. We never got that far, and we don't really know who's behind it. But, you know, most likely we'll find out that this is more Russian hacking, because it's the Russians or the Chinese at this point, right? I mean, every time we have an attack on a utility, it's either the Russians or it's the Chinese.
Yep, and they do it to manipulate the market as much as anything else. The Russians are selling a lot of gasoline or a lot of petroleum, mostly gas, not gasoline. But they use it to, you know, they're take care of themselves, and we're sitting here doing nothing. We don't do anything. We complain to them. How dare you do that? And they laugh at
us.
Well,
we have to beef up our own security. That's on us. We have to.
All right. Next up, I mentioned the Clubhouse. What is the whole business about the audio platform Clubhouse and what it means and who's in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Once in a while, I say, you're in the Clubhouse with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Okay, so what is it?
Well, Clubhouse, as you mentioned, it's a social audio platform. And after a year of being on Apple and iPhone devices alone, iPad and iPhone, they've now released the Android app. They've been working on this. They said this is the number one request that they've had since they launched Clubhouse, is to get the Android version, because people forget, but so many millions more people use Android than iPhone. And so it will be available starting today in the U.S. You can sign up and participate. It is still invite only, though. That's the thing. You have to still find somebody who's on there and ask them for an invite. And so they said they've been working on this. They want to control the rollout. They don't want it to happen too quickly. And they said they are constantly, you know, getting feedback from their users, and they want to keep making the platform better. I don't know, once people are fully back in offices and commuting, depending on where you are in the fall, I don't know that people are going to really have a whole lot of time for Clubhouse anymore. But that's just my prediction. We'll see what happens. But it's kind of like just listening in on conference calls, and that's what we do all day anyway, right? So not really sure how fun this is.
AT&T has something called Call Protect. Have you seen that? This is an app that is good for their people to do the same thing, blocking the stuff that you're talking about. Hacks, fraudsters, that sort of thing. I thought that was interesting. But everybody must have something like that, right? Most all the providers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.